your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. I just thought I'd wait a couple extra seconds. I was talking with our engineer, Tom, and he says this broadcast is a little bit unpredictable, so I thought I would just add to that. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. I'm broadcasting from the farm today. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Frank Underhill's with us. Welcome, Frank.
Boy, good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you. I think we've got a big program today, a lot to cover.
We certainly
do. Can we do it in an hour?
I don't think so.
I didn't think so.
But, hey, but we'll try, Frank. Frank, You know, I was thinking about Chief Shane Harger, who we met at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Convention in Las Vegas, where you and I got a chance to spend a little bit of time together, had a couple meals together. It was great seeing you, Frank.
Thank you. You too.
Shane Harger has become the center of a firestorm right now because of his experience with the TSA flying out to the convention, and they had a meeting in his home village of Jemez Springs, New Mexico, and they're trying to decide whether they're going to fire him or keep him. And they played some games. The sheriff, who gave him cross county authority to allow him to patrol the entire county, rescinded that, and his police officers, the chief's police officers, have been stripped of their firearms, their uniforms, and all of their equipment, and the police department has been disbanded. So there's a press release from the sheriff of Sandoval County saying that what we're talking about on the air is nonsense. I mean, the internet is a buzz with the story that we broke here at USA Prepares. We were the first ones to break the story. I sent it to Alex Jones. I sent it to James Wesley Rawls, Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America. I sent it all over, and it's gaining traction. As a matter of fact, it's even hit the Washington newspapers as of over the weekend. Bottom line is the sheriff's office in Sandoval County, New Mexico, is scrambling. They are under siege from we, the people, who are calling them. And I'm getting all kinds of emails from our instructors and from listeners to this broadcast and members of our class, even people who have just become listeners as a result of this. They want to know who these guys are that have started this coverage of the events of getting the police department disbanded. And that would be Sheriff Doug Wood of the Sandoval County Sheriff's Office. So he's running for office. He wants to run for re-election, and now he's found himself in the middle of a firestorm as a result of his actions. So we don't know the exact situation right now. It looks like Sheriff Shane Harger is on administrative leave, and his entire police department was ordered to be disbanded, and it has been. So now he's a one-man police department, and he was given 14 days while they review the situation. The little village of Jemez Springs, J-E-M-E-Z, Springs, New Mexico, is a village of 252 people. That's it. And they had volunteers who worked as much as, some worked 8 hours a month. So we had a volunteer police department. There were a few employees. The entire budget was about $139,000 for the entire police department. That's everything they do for the entire year. And it's a tourist destination. So there is need for some protecting and serving in that very small community. Now, I live in a community of 100 people, and we don't have a police department. We take care of it ourselves, but we are not a tourist destination. So I wanted to share those things with us. Hey, Frank, maybe I should share a little bit about my TSA experience coming back from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Convention. So Shane Harger, Chief Shane Harger, got on the way in. They knew who he was, and they knew he was going to this convention. What happened to me was coming back, I was out with Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby and a few other guys in a van, and we drove out from Salt Lake City to Las Vegas. Well, when we drove back to Salt Lake City, I flew from Salt Lake City to Springfield, Missouri on American Airlines. And I don't fly very much. So I found out the hard way that what you do is when you arrive at American Airlines, you stick your credit card in one of these automated machines, and then it says, oh, okay, I know who you are, and you've got a ticket, and here is a temporary pass. So you take that temporary pass that identifies exactly who you are to the TSA corral, and you hand it to this guy who's waiting there with his blue gloves on, and he scans it with a machine. Then you enter into this one-way corral, and you're in there with everybody else who's patiently waiting for TSA to scan your carry-on bags. Well, about 2 minutes after I got there, entering the corral, the TSA scanners shut down. Everything stops. And everybody's looking at each other like, man, oh, man, I'm going to miss my plane. I can't believe it. These TSA guys have stopped everything. They don't care about our planes. They don't care about how much money we've spent. They don't care about connecting flights. They don't care about anything. Well, I just waited and waited. And then finally I said to one of the guys, hey, look, I'm not going through that X-ray scanner. I'm not doing it. I'm not putting my hands up. I'm not putting my feet on those little feet on the floor to tell you how far to spread your legs. I'm not doing it. Let's do the pat-down. And so I said, wait here. And then finally, they got a guy who would assist me in putting his hands down my pants, up my shirt, and all that. And he was reading me all these things, these steps he was going to take. And I said, look, just do it. I'm late for my plane. I got to get going. So finally, he says, he's got his gloves on, and they're dirty. They've been used before. They're not fresh gloves. Frank, I looked at him like, you're not using those gloves on me. And he said, no, let's check these gloves and see what they test for. He puts this swab on the gloves, tests the back of the hand and the palms and the fingers, puts it in the machine, and the alarm goes off. Frank, the alarm went off. And he said, it's okay, it's okay. He's telling everybody, look, you don't have to jump this guy. You don't have to throw him on the ground. You don't have to throw Finelli on the ground because it's just a false alarm because the gloves were contaminated. And I looked at him and I said, so what would have happened if you had used those gloves on me? And he said, well, we would have strip searched you. So here's what I'm saying. Class, don't let these TSA guys use their dirty gloves on you. As a matter of fact, I think I would demand that they test the gloves before they touch you. Put new gloves on, have them test the gloves and certify that they're residue-free and they're not going to set off the alarm. Because the next thing you're going to find is these TSA agents are going to do all kinds of probes, cavity probes, strip search you. And if you're a pretty girl and they're a bunch of guys, man, oh, man, are they going to have fun with you. I'm serious. I'm serious, Frank. I almost got cavity searched by these bozos. Because of their dirty gloves. And I believe that they have a spot all set aside that all they have to do is touch that spot somewhere on the desk, on their pants, somewhere on that they know, the secret spot, where all they have to do is touch it, and then that will cause these gloves to test positively, and then next thing you know, you're naked. You know what I'm saying? You got the picture, Frank?
I do. Did they ask you to go to a specific screening area, or did they ask you to go to just a regular one?
Well, they said, we're going to have to pat you down. I said, we're going to do that right here, right here, right in front of everybody. And, you know, he goes, I'm going to use the back of my hands. I said, come on, let's just get this done. I know the guy's a pervert, and he's having fun with Vinny. But, look, I hate flying. I hate flying, and you know what? Next time I come out to Las Vegas, I'm going to do my best. And I've got a scheduled trip out your way again. And believe me, I want to drive. I really don't want to be at the hands, and I'm not kidding, the hands of these TSA perverts. You know, I think they hire people who just love putting their hands down guys and girls' pants. I think they really do like it, and they like looking at naked women behind those X-ray machines. We know that that's what they do. Can you imagine that? And they get paid for it. Gosh. Anyway, that was my little TSA experience, and I wanted to share that with you. So make sure, class, seriously, make sure that they put fresh rubber, those blue latex gloves, make sure they wear new ones, and that they test them before they put your hands around your belt. I mean, this guy had his hands around my collar, I mean, of my shirt. I mean, what's that all about? I'm going to have something around my collar? He went around the waistband of my pants, and I thought, oh, man, I can't believe it. You know, my uniform, Frank, is what you saw, dark blue jeans, okay, very dark blue, Wranglers, a blue blazer, a white long-sleeve Oxford shirt, a tactical belt, and combat boots. That's my uniform. I wear it at Ziggy's. That's pretty much when I go out. It's a solid color shirt. It may not be white, but solid color shirt, blue blazer, 45 tucked between my shirt and my inside of my pants. No holster most of the time. And that's how I travel. And I thought, gosh, you know what? I know these jeans are clean and all that, but, you know, there might be some powder residue from when I was plinking on the farm, you know, that didn't get washed out. I know I'm going to miss my flight because these guys are going to have fun with me. But for some reason, I didn't. Yeah. So Jemez Springs police chief got detained by TSA, and I'm wondering, did the entire corral of people get shut down because they knew I was there when they let me in that corral? 2 minutes later, everything came to a screeching halt. And it started right back up, right after they started putting their hands down my pants. I'm Vin Finelli, Frank Underhill. We're going to talk about economics when we come right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Curious about what comes next?
Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we've got a meetup tonight. Meetup tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. I'm going to be on stage tonight. I'm going to talk about the CSPOA, the convention, what's happening. I'm going to share the document with the class, and we'll talk about what it really means. I'll talk about TSA. I'll talk about the cattle deaths. I'll talk about what is happening with farm animals and how we are losing them. At a rate I have never seen in my life. Now, some people think that Vinny's not a very good farmer. I'm learning. I've only been doing it for over 2 decades, so I'm still new at it. But I can tell you this, that the cattle death rate in our farm is lower than another guy's I met who's a full-time dairyman. That's what he does. I mean, I'm a cattle farmer. And I met a dairyman over the weekend. He's lost more cows than calves than I have. And it's because of the weather. I'm absolutely certain. Frank, at some point, if you'd like, I can share exactly what's happening with cattle. Do you want to do that now, or do you want to go into gold?
No, go ahead, and then we'll carry on. This is good information.
Okay. Class, here's what happened. In the last 30 days, I've lost 10% of my new calves. 10%. That's staggering. Absolutely staggering. And what happens is the weather, the climate change from cold to really cold, and the freezing rain and the snow and then the freezing rain and then the warming, the cows will, their coats will get wet and then it will freeze. And the young calves who are just born can't survive. They get sick and there's nothing we can do. Once they get what's called scours, their digestive system gets all messed up. They can't take fluids from their mamas, and they end up dying. Now, a dairyman pretty much lives with his cows. You know, he lives with them, sees them in the morning, sees them in the afternoon, milks them at night, and walks around the cows all day long. In my case, I only see the cows 3 times a day. I see them morning, noon, and night. So before I broadcast, I'm out feeding the cows, I'm checking them, talking to them, giving them hugs, and making sure that they're not sick. And I have about 100 cows, and they're Black Angus. And so I go out and I talk to them, and I check their physical condition. Well, What I've noticed, and some people have calves in the summer. They engineer it that way. I let the cows breed whenever they want. I think that's nature's way, and I think it's the best way. But lately, it's not. And the reason it's not is because of the chemtrails that are causing violent, violent swings in temperature and weather. So over the weekend, when I flew back from Salt Lake City, I took some pictures of the chemtrails, and I put them on the website, post1, usapreparers.com, pictures that I took out the window of the airplane. And you could see the chemtrails above the clouds. So if you look at the clouds, and it's a dark, dark sky, horizon to horizon, you won't see the chemtrails. The chemtrails are above the clouds. How do I know? I was there. I took the pictures, and they're on the website for you to see. Well, when I landed a couple days later, I saw some more chemtrails over the farm, and the weather was violently changing. It was freezing cold, freezing rain, and we had a little bit of sleet. But the temperatures were unbearable, and it was windy. Well, one of our little calves got sick, and so I treated him in a normal way. I gave him the sulfur drugs and that kind of thing. And I put him in the kitchen, and I spent, time with him, and I did everything I could to get him to drink, and he just couldn't drink. So I immediately brought him to the vet over the weekend, and she treated him, and she did all the heroics, and he died right then and there in our arms. It was very, very sad. And so there's another cattleman there. And by the way, she charged me $18. Can you imagine that? $18. And I said, that's unacceptable. Let's go for a much higher number. So I paid her more than the $18 that she wanted. Anyway, can you imagine that emergency visit to the vet for $18? I guess she's not greedy, right? Well, and she felt bad that the calf died, and I did too. It was a $1,000 loss to me. And anyway, there's another cattleman there. He's a dairyman, and he was buying a whole bunch of medicines and antibiotics. And I asked him if he had lost some calves, and he said he had lost so many calves, he can't count them. And I went to the farmer's co-op, and I talked to the guys there, and they said, oh, yeah, everybody's lost calves. It's not just Vinny. So here's what that means. What it means is, and the vet said, it's the weather, it's the climate, it's doing it. That's what it is. We wouldn't be losing these calves if it weren't for these violent climate changes. It's chemtrails, class. It's chemtrails. Your government is doing this. Your government is killing your food supply. It's terrorism. It's terrorism. And it's killing the farmers. You're going to see farms up for sale. You're going to see farmers going bankrupt. It's coming. It's coming. Get ready. Higher food prices are here, coming your way.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Les, I just got an email from Mike Parsons. Trees down on his farm, ice damage, storm damage from trees. He had to go back to his power his farm from a generator. And so, you know, it's happening in Tennessee. Mike lives in Tennessee. And I just got an email from Janet, or a Facebook question from Janet. She wanted to know if it's a respiratory problem with the cows. When cows are born, they're mostly water. And if they get dehydrated, they die very quickly, and it's called scours. That's the symptom. And scours causes more financial loss to farmers than any other disease-related problem they encounter. And that is what we are experiencing. It's called scours, S-C-O-U-R-S. So, Janet, that's the answer to your question. Frank, let's talk about what's going on with the mint. They sold 91,500 ounces of gold coins last month. What's going on?
Well, that's I think on earlier programs that we always talked about when gold gets to new bottoms, people ask for physical delivery of metal. And that's what you're seeing now. You're seeing where people are just saying, forget it, I don't have time to have it wait in a safe or on order or in paper form. Send me my physical. And when people receive the physical, the people who are holding either in paper or in with a depository, they got to request coins from the mint there, and the mint of course will, you know, mint them out and ship them off and send them off to people who are the owners on record.
Mm-hmm. Well, Frank, I like physical. I mean, for gold and silver and even copper, I bought, went to the bank and I bought 50,000 pennies. And then I decided to buy 50,000 more. And I wonder if that's against the law. I wonder if it's against the law to buy money, well, not money, tokens. I wonder if it's against the law. Well, I guess we'll find out, right? Yeah. Okay.
Well, and also another interesting point, you look here with mining industries. You're looking at a consolidation in mining, and you're probably going to see a lot of takeovers here because there's a lot of majors that still have, you know, billions and billions of billions of dollars on their balance sheets, and they're looking for non-profitable, underperforming or companies or buying reserves. So this is opportunity for them to replenish their supply and production with these prices. So people should pay attention to what's going on in the merger and acquisition of miners as well, too. And when gold does turn around and prices pick up, of course, these mergers become quite profitable.
So, Frank, how does that relate to the share price? Let's say someone has a major and there's an acquisition of a miner or two. Can you describe the resulting impact on the share price?
Well, suppose an investor is holding on to a stock that they paid $10, $20 for.
Mm-hmm.
And then Big Brother comes along and says, I'll offer, you know, it's trading at, you know, $4 or $5. Big mm-hmm. Brother comes along and says, I'll give you $6.50 a share, hypothetically.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are that company is going to be gobbled up. Get cash or new shares in the new company or a combination of both.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, as gold starts to appreciate again, you know, those miners appreciate. So you're going to see a lot of, and you're starting to see, like, you know, big names rolling out, you know, starting to buy smaller miners right now, actually. And I think you're going to see this as a trend as long as you see gold down at these levels. But then, of course, when you start seeing gold move up into the $1,300, $1,400, $1,500 range, you won't see the merger and acquisition because now then these companies can go to Wall Street and raise money again and get back in business. So I think it's probably a limited time offer only.
Frank, when people call you, what are your customers? What do your customers want? What are they doing?
Generally, people are wanting to buy at these prices.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say per se I've really had people bail out. Mm-hmm. But I've seen, you know, people, you know, acquiring shares at these levels.
Okay, you're talking about mining stocks and resource stocks?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Let me give out Frank's number. 702. Don't call him now.
No.
Don't call now. 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. And there's a link to Frank Underhill's website on usapreparers.com, page one at the bottom of the website where all the instructors are. You can click on Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com, and it'll take you right to his website. So, Frank, let me tell you something I just learned over the weekend. You know, sometimes we talk about housing prices. Now, this is in just outside of Washington, D.C., Fredericksburg, Virginia, okay, within commuting distance to Washington, D.C. I know someone who paid $235,000 for a house. And that house was assessed at, $235,000 is what they paid for it. And it was assessed last year at $287,000. It's now assessed at $318,000. 10% increase in assessment. That's going to result in a 10% increase in taxes. Now, what I'm saying is the government just can't stand it. The government can't stand not getting more and more and more. So here we have a house that was purchased at $235,000, and it's now being assessed a year later, 1 year later, at $318,000. Now, I advise the person to challenge that, because the government is going to, Fredericksburg area government, Spotsylvania County, Virginia, is going to say, no, we know better than you do. We know what your house is worth. The house is worth what someone is willing to pay for it. That is what it is worth. Not more. Because that's what someone paid for it. So I've advised that the person who is being reassessed for $318,000 on a $235,000 purchase to fight it. Absolutely fight it. And we'll bring it to the air. We'll bring it to the air if they'd like. It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Our government is out of control. Out of control.
Vincent, I think we spoke on earlier programs about how real estate is moving up. And as we talk about price movement, you know, mm-hmm. Yep. Prices move up aggressively, like 30% off the bottom of a mm-hmm. bear market.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is only assessed that. If you wanted to sell it, they're going to cut, you know, and assess is always the bare rock value. You know, whenever places sell, they always sell higher than assessment. So think of what the property transaction fee or whatever they call it, the property transaction tax would be. So the person buying it is going to be paying more on top of that. But that being said, this real estate you're looking right now, banks are not lending. Anyone who comes in to buy is primarily hefty down payments or cash purchases. So if markets are moving up with like this, with fewer buyers and high appreciations, mm-hmm. you're looking at basically a kind of real estate society system like they have in Mexico, where in Mexico you got to pay cash for property because mortgages are very high there, as well as credit card short-term loans. So we are in a way looking like we are turning into a Mexican economy here, due to the fact that when people buy houses, or even in Europe, people have to pay cash, or it's very expensive.
Well, Frank, I got to tell you, if I didn't own the farm outright without any leverage, without any notes or mortgages, I would be in serious financial trouble. There's no way I could pay the note. If I had a 90% note on this farm, it'd be absolutely impossible. And I'm seeing more and more people in more and more financial trouble lately. Fewer drivers, fewer lines at the gas station, fewer cars on the road. And Frank, I can't see how beef prices cannot go up. I can't see how, you know, forget the inflationary actions of the U.S. government. I'm talking about just the supply problem that we're seeing, and the crop failures that we're seeing. I think we're going to see, I know we're going to see increases in food prices within the next 12 to 18 months for certain. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. You see it, you start to see it now when you buy a can of Campbell's soup or a can of vegetables, you're starting to see it. And actually, look where you see it right immediately. It's at the bakery, at the bread shelf there. I used to go and buy 6 Portuguese rolls for sandwiches, 6 for 99 cents. Well, now that 6 is, $2.60 now.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. You go to Albertsons. I'm not kidding.
Well, wait, Frank. How long ago were they at 99 cents?
Maybe about a couple weeks ago.
Wait a minute. They almost tripled. Is that what you're saying?
It tripled. And Vincent, you go and buy Russian rye bread, a brand name. It used to be like $3, $2.99. It's like $4.63 for a loaf of Russian rye bread for Oro-Weighty or whatever that brand name is, and Oro-Wheat. And you look at their and you know, myself, listeners, I have a hankering for corned beef and rye with hot mustard. And you look at what rye bread, you can't have corned beef without rye bread. And when you look at how expensive rye has gotten, it's just, Vincent, I I'm a food connoisseur. I love grocery shopping. It's my only luxury in life, and you see how bread prices are very high. Yeah, I've noticed like right away. I noticed when I put my Smith's card in there, where the savings disappear too.
Well, I can tell you, I have not been following bread prices because we make bread here right on the farm from Hardy Red and Hardy White Wheat. We come back. I'm going to talk about Tina Porter. Sent me an email or a Facebook message. We'll talk about that when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I get posts from and comments from Facebook pretty often, and I got some from Tina and Janet, and here's one of them. It's going on in every area. We're talking about chemtrails. It's going on in every area. They're doing this all over the entire world. Look up, and you'll see them. They, meaning the chemtrails, are the reason the sun is always covered now. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. And, Frank, this morning, just going back to the chemtrails for just a minute, this morning I fed the cows just as the sun was coming up. I mean, literally, it was dark and it was just beginning to get light. And I was driving with the tractor, and I didn't see any chemtrails. A few minutes later, in the southern sky, there were 7 chemtrails, 7 of them. And a few minutes later, they started to dissipate. So what I'm saying is, if you don't look at them, you only have maybe a 15-minute window at the most to see them before they start dissipating, and then they just look like fuzzy, wide, fuzzy clouds in the sky. They're not. But they start out as chemtrails. So, Tina, you are absolutely, positively correct. Frank, they're covering the sky with these things to block out the sun. And that's why it's so cold and so windy. And that's why we're having so many animals die. It's outrageous. It's terrorism. It is terrorism. And I think that the people who are piloting these planes are guilty of killing everything below them. Small animals, insects, bacteria, cows, trees, grass, and ultimately us. It's terrorism. And the penalty for this should be whatever the penalty is for killing everything. And that's my opinion. My opinion is these people should be tried for terrorism. And their bosses should be tried. And their bosses' bosses should be tried. All the way on up the food chain. Until we stop this. Frank, last few minutes, what would you like to talk about?
Well, Vincent, I'd just like to talk about how that constitutional sheriffs and peace officers conference was. I thought it was a real eye-opener, and I'm glad to see people of this caliber, Oath Keepers and people who who support the Constitution fight. And, you know, people forget, too, you know, sheriffs are also important in the war on illegal immigration as well, too, because they're actually out on the road there. You know, they're the eyes and ears of the community, basically. And if there's any lawbreakers, it's their job to deal with them. And I like what that sheriff who you had get up there and speak. He's got, you know, they run the court service, they collect taxes on behalf of the county, and they keep order in the county. Mm-hmm. And they do a very difficult job. And I'm just glad there are people who want to do this kind of work.
Frank, one of the guys walking by the meeting is Dan Rodriguez, a U.S. Marine, and he did two tours in Afghanistan. And he mentioned that he and his Marine buddies moved into a house, and they were sharing his house. And across the street was a meth house. And they called the police, and they called the police, and they called the police, and the police really did nothing. So Dan Rodriguez and his buddies decided they'd patrol the neighborhood. So they told the sheriff's office that they will be open carrying, and they will be patrolling the neighborhood. And then somebody saw them in the neighborhood with guns, you know, not drawn, but in holsters. And the police showed up, and they pointed guns. The cops pointed guns at these Marines. And they said, "How many of you are you? And so Dan Rodriguez pulls out this piece of paper, and there's six names on it. And the cops look, and they say, "Wait a minute, there's only four of you. Where are the other two?" And Dan Rodriguez says, "Well, they're on Overwatch." That means that these other Marines had long-range rifles pointed at the cops in case the cops decided to execute Dan Rodriguez and his three buddies who were patrolling the neighborhood and keeping it safe, doing what the cops can't do. And cops immediately holstered their weapons. They knew they were outgunned, and they knew they were doing the wrong thing. The cops were wrong. Dan Rodriguez and his buddies were right. We're going to need to take back America. And Dan Rodriguez is showing us out. Frank Underhill, thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate it. Hour number two coming up. We're going to talk with John.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.